And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, The Cradle.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Happy Tuesday evening, Mark. How's things going?
Well, with this beautiful weather, Dave, you know what? You're going to say it's golf season. But Father Chris and I, we're going to be saying it is baseball season.
That's right. We have a special guest with us on the telephone tonight from spring training in Jupiter, Florida, from the home of the spring training St. Louis Cardinals. Father Chris Comerford's with us this evening. Father, how you doing?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Florida, a beautiful day in paradise, as I say.
Oh,
it's always
man.
A good day when baseball's being played.
Well, you're not kidding. Hey, how are the boys looking down there? Everybody in good shape and doing all right?
Oh, doing great. It's early, so they're just getting stretched out, playing a lot of different guys, but it's been fun, and so far no injuries, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, man.
As opposed to last year, so
really
good.
I like hearing that. And
let me explain to the listeners that Father Chris is in Jupiter today for the for spring training, and
probably
some of the background noise
ever on Jupiter.
That might be
yeah.
First priest on Jupiter.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
The background noise is the wind, because Father told us where he's at today. It's quite windy in Jupiter. So the balls will probably be flying out of the park, would be my guess.
Hopefully.
Hey, Father, I posted
on... Looks like it's blowing in today, though.
Oh, it's blowing. That's be my luck.
Yeah.
I posted on Facebook, Father, that you were going to be our guest this evening. And one of the questions that I got from a Facebook person was, how does one become lucky enough to be chosen to be a chaplain for the St. Louis Cardinals?
I tell you, it's an amazing and lucky, I think, fortunate, you know, just... the blessings of God, really, for me, I think. But I was assigned to St. Elizabeth in Granite City about 7 years ago. And, I, of course, several of my parishioners work for the Cardinals or Busch Stadium. And about a year into my being at the stadium, one of my parishioners comes up to me and she says, how would you like to say Mass at Busch Stadium?
Wow.
Well, my mouth about hit the floor, you know, probably when it happened, because I didn't even know Mass at Busch Stadium. I didn't know they had Mass at Busch Stadium. And
oh, yeah.
She told me that the Saturday of every homestand that they had Mass, and the priest that's doing it is getting a little older and just wanted to have some other priest to assist him to do this. And so she put me in contact with him, and I was able to go on a Saturday and celebrate Mass in the stadium, and made a connection with Father Dave Walters, priest of St. Louis, who's been the chaplain for over 15 years, and connected with him over the last few years. Seems like I ended up doing more and more each year. A couple of years ago, he said, why don't you be my co-chaplain?
Wow.
Of course, I said yes, you know, to be able to do that. And so I do probably about half the masses in the stadium now of the homestands that happen, great opportunities like this to be able to come down and the spring training and celebrate Mass in the clubhouse area for the Catholics in the organization, and be involved also with, there's a national group of Catholic chaplains called Catholic Athletes for Christ. It actually involves those at major sports levels for both Major League Baseball and the NFL, and involves coordinating the Catholic players and people in the organization and to make sure that there is that opportunity of Mass for them involved with this. It was started by a man named Ray McKenna, and he was involved with chaplaincy, and then just wanted to really encourage the Catholic athletes, you know, to live their faith. Jeff Supon, who pitched for the Cardinals, and Mike Sweeney, who played for the Kansas City Royals, are two strong, active Catholics who really have worked to promote that at the major league level also. So it's funny, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a broadcaster for the Cardinals.
Well, you've got the voice for it.
Job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I remember then hearing the call from the Lord, you know, for the priesthood, and I would joke that, well, maybe someday I can be the chaplain for the Cardinals. And
I'll be darned.
That dream has actually come true.
I guess so.
Are the players pretty prayerful? I mean, I see them just before they come up to bat. A lot of them make the sign of the cross, so you must be doing something right. But I saw on Facebook yesterday you posted pictures of a Mass that you celebrated down there in Jupiter.
Yes, so many of them are involved with their faith and spiritual. Not many of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are more involved with non-denominational setting. There is a chaplain for the Cardinals, Darren Patrick. who is a pastor of one of the big mega churches in St. Louis, and he's worked closely with the team for several years, and a majority of the team is involved with him. You know, he has service on Sunday morning even down here, and I think almost the whole team goes. So the Catholic presence is a lot smaller. We're working on it. Right now there aren't really a lot of strong, active ones of this team, but at this time, but as many of you know, and as with our Catholic Church, there aren't a lot of people in their 20s who are going to Mass right now anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's kind
true.
Of like the same percentage as, you know, there is in the general population, but we're working on it. There's been times where there have been ones who are more active, like Jeff Supon, David Eckstein, Trevor Miller, who played for the Cardinals, and, you know, even back to the days of, you know, Red Shandies and Stan Musial. You know, so there's been a strong Catholic presence of players. There is right now with the Catholic, with the front office, so many Catholic presence, though. The general manager, John Mozeliak, is a strong, active Catholic. One of the assistant general managers, Michael Gersh, the director of their baseball operation, John Booch, director of player personnel, Matt Slater, the traveling secretary, Jay Cherry, so many, and even several others, you know, who are Catholic and want to live out their faith. So our ministry is not just to the players, but really to any of the people in the organization, you know, to be able to help them to live their Catholic faith.
Yeah, in fact, Father, I know Mike Matheny is not Catholic, but he's a particularly faithful individual, I know.
He's a wonderful guy. I had a chance to talk to him a couple of times and just, you know, very respectful even of the things we're doing. And just, you know, really is so great to encourage his players, you know, to live out their faith. You know, and that sets the tone throughout the whole ball club. And I'm sure a big part of the reason of the Cardinals' success is because that faith is important, you know, to so many of the players.
Well, you sure don't see the manager, Matheny, you sure don't see him stressing out a lot. I mean, you know, he gets into it with the umpires once in a while, but as far as things getting tough in the game, he seems to be very focused, very studious, very faithful individual.
Very much so, and you can just his presence, you know, the way of talking, you know, with the people around, you know, he just is always that way. He sets the tone, and the players follow. I've really sensed that. You know, Tony La Russa did a great job. There's something about Mike Matheny, it just kind of rubs off on all the players. Even being down here when they talk to you, they're just gracious
yep.
to the fans, you know, that really have a sense of they want, you know, to treat other people the way you want to be treated. And it just is such a so great to see that from so many of them.
Well, Father, I'm glad that we're talking about this, but I've got a serious concern about my brother over here, the Cradle. You can't see him, but he's sitting here in a blue Dodgers shirt right now. And I tried to do a little research before the show, but is that not a mortal sin? I mean, it's idolatry, right? When you live right across the river from a Class A ball team, and then you're idolizing the Dodgers. I mean, that's got to be a mortal sin, right?
Well, there's some good things about the Dodgers. I have to say that, mainly because of their broadcaster, Vin Scully.
Oh, don't you love him?
Legend for so long. And Vin, you know, is a strong, active Catholic. And he goes to Mass. When they have Mass at Dodger Stadium, he does the first reading every time at the Mass.
Which, wow. I did not
that's
know that.
An amazing thought. Can you imagine listening to Vin Scully read Scripture? I just kind of think that would be the ultimate goal. And I have a wonderful opportunity. I'm going to have the opportunity to go out to Dodger Stadium when the Cardinals play the Dodgers in May, and I'm going to get to celebrate that Mass.
Oh, wow.
Stadium.
Holy cow.
And Ben, and get to meet Vin Scully, and he's going to be there. So I was able to set that up this winter and was able to make it work with my schedule. So I'm very excited about that opportunity.
Watch
Vin
out.
Scully was one of my heroes.
Watch out for that, Father, because Dave's over here looking up on his phone for tickets right now.
Yeah, so. I you know, we got St. Tommy Lasorda out there too, who's my favorite all-time baseball
Tommy
player.
St. Tommy Lasorda. And I have to tell you this, Father, just one last thing I'll say about him, then I'm going to get off of it, and that is that I have seen him when the Dodgers are losing, and his head does rotate 360 degrees, and he has spewed some green stuff. So just keep your eye on him if he shows up out there.
Hey, Father.
Well, I hope Tony does. Tommy does, because Tommy's really good. He's real strong about going to Mass at the old cathedral whenever he's in St. Louis.
Yes,
too,
he is.
Before they started this Mass stadium. Yep.
Hey, before we get to the real baseball stuff here, I have one more question. We're going to take a quick break. How's Jose Oquendo? He's one of my favorite Cardinals, and I know he had some knee surgery over the winter, and so far he hasn't been down there at third base coaching. How's he getting along?
He's doing good. He's a little slow that way. I've seen him. He's out here at practice. I actually talked to him today, so he's doing pretty good and just a little slow. But I think standing that long gets to be an issue sometimes, you know, when he's doing the things. But seems to be recovering fine, and I think they're just going to make sure, again, don't want him to push it too hard, especially in these early days of spring.
Yeah, so, but we love him around here.
Need him out there, though.
Give him our best, will you?
I will definitely do that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for a message from Come Home Catholics, and then we'll come back and talk to Father Chris Comerford here on the Cradle and the Convert about the upcoming baseball season, some players, and what have you. We'll be right back.
Each day, the world is blessed by the heroic dedication of Holy Catholic priests serving in our parishes and religious orders, in nursing homes and hospitals, and as military chaplains around the world. Since the secular culture is often quick to criticize Catholic priests, it's so important for us to offer our prayers and gratitude for the countless holy Catholic priests who serve humanity with courageous virtue and dedication to Jesus and the gospel. EncouragePriests.org was launched by the Catholic media apostolate CatholicsComeHome.org during the Year for Priests to support our priests and promote vocations. By visiting EncouragePriests.org, you'll be able to help the priests in your life through spiritual bouquets, written or video greetings, and collar-holler e-cards. Let's pray daily for our seminarians, priests, bishops, and our Holy Father who bring us the sacraments and help guide our path to heaven. Thank you for joining us in this apostolic mission of EncouragePriests.org and CatholicsComeHome.org.
All right, we're back here on the Cradle and the Convert. Mark, it's all you, buddy.
Okay. Father, I'm interested in my main man, Yachty. Have you had a chance to converse with him or watch him? I mean, does it look like that thumb's going to be all right? And how about the swing?
Well, right now, all he's done is he's been out catching. You know, the players, they're saying probably Wednesday he's going to start hitting. So they're going to give it a try to see how it's... Well, swing the bat first and then probably get in the cage maybe by the weekend or the beginning of next week.
Yeah,
they're going to be real cautious with him.
Well, I hope so. Who's
his still wearing the splint around some of the time, yeah.
Yeah, who's his relief this year since Cruz is gone?
Brian Pena, who had
was
the catcher for the Cincinnati Reds last year.
Right.
Brian looks wonderful. I'm so excited about him. I mean, I like Tony Cruz, but Brian seems to add so much. His personality is delightful. He's just one of those guys.
Super.
You can tell that the guy's just like being around, and I think it's going to be all good.
I think
it's just, you can just tell he's just got that level. He's got the major league experience. He can play several games, and I just think he'll be a perfect backup that they might actually, you know, give Yachty enough rest. That's been the problem the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
They didn't feel like they could take him out very much.
Well, and the deal with his thumb, it wasn't so much a catching as it was swinging.
Right, right. And they are very concerned about that. So I think they're really, at first, it's just going to be swinging a bat with not, you know, just swinging, you know, not even facing pitch or anything else. So I'm not hearing a lot of talk about him being ready for opening day. I know he wants to be, but I'm not sure if that's going to be realistic or not. But the most important thing is to get him healed, especially since they had to go through that surgery twice.
Yeah.
They really can't do it again.
No,
I
suspect.
And so that's why they really have to be careful.
Well, let me ask you about another old-timer, in fact, a couple of them. How about Adam Wainwright? I kind of thought maybe he was headed for Chris Carpenter's job as a pitching coach this year, but I see he's going back out. In fact, I think he's opening in the starter, isn't he?
Adam is doing wonderful. He is healed up. He's pitching today against the Mets, so I'm excited to see how he does his first outing of the spring. He looks like everything's in place. Watched him throw a bullpen, and I think, you know, the leg's healed and the arm's going to be stronger because he didn't have to throw very much last year.
That's
so
right.
I think it could be his best year in two or three real easily to have, and he is the most delightful person on this team. I tell you, I just enjoy him. I had a couple of chances to talk to him, and he is just that way with everybody. You know, he gets it. He really gets it with the whole thing and has fun. And, you know, another man of deep faith, and just it all comes across well. So Adam Wainwright's just one of those guys you want to be around.
Cool. And I'm thinking, too, I saw where Tommy Wong, you know, he had, or I'm sorry, Carlton Wong, he had wanted very badly to be the leadoff. And, you know, there was some talk about that and Carpenter's being the main man with the leadoff position. But I know yesterday he had a dry spell in the game, so but he's changed something about his hitting, as I recall, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's a little bit, I forget exactly what it is with the swing to be able to do that, but I think Matt Carpenter is going to be the one there. They're really going to keep it in that position to do. He is just so solid, you know, up top, and they don't, you know, it's where it'd be nicer to get a little bit more production to put Matt a little lower in the lineup. But, you know, Colton, maybe with this new contract, you know, he just signed a 5-year deal and $25 million that he's excited about it. The team's excited about it. And when pressure's off him, he seems to do better. So I really hope that that's going to make a difference. And
me too.
They're open to a lot of things. And you kind of see that they're trying a lot of different things right now and hoping. I'm sure the lineup is just, it's not, I'm sure Mike doesn't even have it in his mind made up
probably
exactly
not.
What.
Probably not. You know, one thing I like about Matt Carpenter in that leadoff is he gives the pitcher a workout. I mean, you know, that guy, it's nothing for him to go get 11 balls thrown to him, you know, during the course of his one at bat. And he's very patient. He's got a good eye. And I think that gives the guys that are sitting there in warm-up or in the dugout an idea of what's going to get thrown at them.
It's amazing. You watch him, even already, this because we're just the beginning of games, and he almost looks locked in at the plate already, you know. And just,
oh, yeah.
You know, he really makes those good decisions. He rarely swings at a bad pitch. You know, it's usually if it's a called strike, it's the umpire who's wrong, not him, is what I find.
Yep.
He's so good at it.
Talk to me about the new guy here, and I forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong. It's Sung Wan Ho.
It's a fantastic pickup by the Cardinals International Scouting Department.
He's Korean.
They've been looking at him. He was in Korea. He's pitched in Japan the last couple of years with a little bit bigger experience. The Cardinals have been kind of watching him for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, was really strong reliever at that point. I saw him pitch yesterday, actually, on the mound and looked really good. He has an interpreter around. His English is not very good right now, so he has an interpreter that's around with him all the time. And talked to him through his interpreter a little bit, too. Another really nice guy and along with that. But it seems like he's fitting in very well. The players seem to be wanting to gravitate around him also. And that's one of the great signings by Matt Slater, the director of player development. He went and saw him several times and was able to do that. Matt doesn't get a lot of the press for the team, but he travels around to Korea, Japan, Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, Mexico to kind of look at signing a lot of these guys. And the Cardinals, I think, are going to make some big strides in Matt in the next few years, too. But, just a good, solid relief pitcher, right-handed pitcher that we're going to need, could use in that lineup.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Can you imagine back in the days of Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth and even the early 60s, Stan Musial and Bob Gibson and all of them, can you imagine having to have an interpreter when you go out to the mound, you know, to talk to a pitcher?
It's fascinating because they're kind of wondering the situations where the interpreter will go out with Matheny when he's going to need more for that. So the interpreter is going to be in the dugout for that to be able to go out, at least at the beginning. So that's
absolutely
going to be something I don't remember happening, so it's going to be fascinating to see that.
Yeah, I know, you know, well, we've had Yachty for quite a while, but Martinez and some of the others, you know, a lot of the Puerto Rican players have interpreters initially when they come.
Did you know there's 4 Garcias in spring training down in St. Louis?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
4 fellows named Garcia.
It really gets confusing sometimes to do that, so I'm just watching Greg Garcia walk by right now, just as you talk about that. A lot of pitchers are kind of heading towards the clubhouse. They're getting about to their lunch time, so they're going to get to go in and have a little lunch pretty soon.
Father Chris, speaking of the pitchers, the bullpen, Trevor Rosenthal and all the boys in the bullpen, of course, that's been the problem for the Cardinals in the last couple of years has been the bullpen. How are they looking? Are they developing into a force to be reckoned with?
I really like Jonathan Broxton. I think that was a good signing to be able to have him come back to be able to do that. So that's going to be a good, solid. He's pitched good so far for that. Rosenthal struggled a little bit, but when he's not in a closer situation, you know, it's a little bit different. That's one that he's not, you know, once he's got to have almost that game, you know, energy and pressure going, I think, to really get it done. He got hit a little bit yesterday, but he wasn't going full force. You know, he was throwing a little, probably just about 92, 93, which is slow for him. So it was a little different. But Jordan Walden, he's going to pitch today. I'm anxious to see how he's doing. That's another key right-handed component we're going to have. And, I mean, the question is the lefties. You know, is it going to be Tyler Lyons or Tim Cooney or
Mitch
Harris? But there's good talent there.
Indeed. Did you hear Brother Cradle sneak in? That's an ex-Dodger when you're talking about Broxton.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, a little green drool trickled out. I'm telling you, Father, he needs help. What about Stephen Piscotty? I mean, he was quite a hero last year and just a tremendous player. He's talented at everything he does.
You can just tell. He looks like a Stanford graduate. You know, you just kind of get that sense, you know, that he's got, it seems to have it together that way. And then just, you know, nothing phases him. You know, he just seems to face whatever's going to happen and just looks like, you know, ball player out there too. So I just think that's going to be just a key position. I think he's just going to be solid in there, you know, in the outfield and right field, but maybe even a little at first base, because that's still that question with the right-handed bat at first base. Also, you know, we got the two lefties and Moss and Adams, who both look good right now.
Good.
So, but
how about Holliday?
We'll see. Well, he was supposed to play first base the other day, but his back tightened up, so he didn't do it. So I'm really disappointed. I was like, okay, it works. I found that out when I got to the ballpark. It's like, okay, we're going to get the team try first, and then they were smart. You know, it's too early to take a chance, so they'll probably try to, you know, to do that, you know, a little bit later on.
You know, getting back to Piscotty, I happened to be watching that game when he got KO'd there by, was it Grishik, I think, collided with him?
Yes, I was petrified.
I mean, you know, it's hard for me to get on my knees anymore. I managed to get through Mass, but I dropped to my knees immediately and started praying. When I saw him laying there and not moving, I thought, oh, no, not now, Lord.
I was doing exactly the same thing. It's like, no, this young guy with such a promising future. You know, we've just been through so much, you know. Oscar Tavares, you know, to lose him so tragically at a young age. Not again, but to see him get up was the best thing, and then to recover so quickly, it was amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to say, he's a terrific athlete. I mean, just his athletic ability and his potential are enormous, and I think had he not been in such great shape, it could have been a lot worse.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, Mark, you got anything else you want to ask Father? We're going to ask him for kind of a wrap-up and a blessing here in a second, unless you got something else.
Well, yeah, I could go on for hours, but I don't think I need to. I think everybody's convinced I'm a Cardinal fan now.
Yeah, I think they got that.
Yeah, okay. Well, Father, anything you want to tell us, just impressions that maybe I didn't hit on something that you think is going to be important for us?
Well, first for me, the fact, this is amazing, you know, a boy who grew up in Decatur, Illinois, you know, went to Our Lady of the Lord's grade school, St. Teresa High School, you know, loved sports, was not a good player, I was not in any way, but wanted to be a sports broadcaster, to get to this point, to be, you know, connected with my favorite team is just amazing, and, you know, it's just a blessing for that I'd be able to put the two things I love the most, you know, my faith life with God and the life of the Cardinal baseball together. Can't get any better than that. And
yeah, you're batting 1,000.
I'm very blessed. Just got to convince Bishop Popracki to keep me in Granite City for a few more years.
There you go.
That way I can keep being involved in that way. But he's such a big athlete, too, you know, and that helps. He's glad, and I think that I'm involved in this situation, too. So that's a good sign also.
Is he a Cardinal fan? But he came from Chicago, right? So
he's a White Sox fan, so at least it's not that other team. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Father, will we see you up here in April for the annual dinner when Bishop Kemmy will be in town?
I'm going to try to be able to do that. I made it, you know, last year, you know, with my parents, you know, Jim and Mary Comerford being honored, which, you know, was such an incredible thing for me.
Yeah, that was
to
nice.
Be there to support them. So I don't know. It's a little bit hard being 2 hours away. It just kind of depends how the schedule goes.
Sure.
But Bishop Kimmy's a good friend. He and I have been close ever since I was in the seminary, so I'm hoping I get a chance to see him, because anytime he's home, it's a good thing. So I hope everybody comes. He is you know, his sense of humor is so good.
Oh, he's amazing. He's great.
Listen to him. It's going to be good. So everybody should come to that one and continue to support WDCR.
Well, thanks, Father Chris. Hey, can you give us your final blessing before we close up shop here?
glad to do that. We just, Lord, we just ask today blessings upon all those who are listening. We just thanks for summer that will hopefully be here and enjoy the weather and Cardinal baseball. And we just ask blessing upon all the people and all that they're doing today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, that's been Father Chris Comerford reporting from Jupiter, Florida on Cardinal spring training. Okay, that's it for us tonight on The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Joe.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.